From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. China has been in the news a lot lately. Its economy is booming, its military is modernizing. But some of the country's most important changes are taking place within the minds of its people. This week, NPR's Rob Gifford will introduce us to five Chinese people who are breaking out of old Chinese mindsets. More and more, they're making choices for themselves. Our series is called A Nation of Individuals, and today we begin with Jack Ma. He's founder of a website called Alibaba.
Jack Ma runs a business-to-business or B2B online trading company called Alibaba. He says he's the CEO, but says that stands for Chief Educational Officer. A former English teacher, Ma certainly seems to have some lessons to share as he shows visitors around his fancy new offices in the eastern city of Hangzhou, a few hours' drive from Shanghai.
Usually in China, the boss is on the top. Most of the companies put the CEO on the 10th floor. But I think on the top floor should be our customers, should be our employees, our colleagues. So I stand on the lowest floor, that is the 6th floor. So they are my bosses. And my favorite floor is number 10th and number 9, where the people are talking to the customers. I always drop there and listen to them.
Ma is not just turning office feng shui on its head. He's trying to turn Chinese business upside down, too. If China is to become the economic superpower that many say it could be, people like Jack Ma may be the most important in shaping it. Of course, China's thousands and thousands of Industrial Revolution-style factories will continue to churn out almost everything the world wants to buy. But people like Jack Ma say that stepping out of the old way of thinking may be just as important as utilizing cheap labor and raising factory productivity. The company's shiny new offices hum with life, 2,300 people, mostly in their 20s, taking and making calls. Alibaba's business is putting purchasers around the world in touch with producers. Factories pay a fee to have their product descriptions translated into English and listed on the Alibaba website. And anyone around the world can then go online and find the producer directly, thus cutting out the middleman and the middle costs. Traditionally, doing business in China is all about the middleman, or the well-connected official through whom many business transactions must go. This makes for corruption on a massive scale that angers the general population and hinders China's growth. Jack Ma is trying nothing less ambitious than changing Chinese corporate culture, especially among the small and medium-sized enterprises or SMEs.
Making this company be different, making this company great, I think we are changing the Chinese business people doing business, especially the small, medium-sized companies. We give them opportunities on the internet. We're also teaching them how to do business, how to hire people, fire people. We are changing the SME. SME, small, medium-sized companies and private companies will be the engine of China's economy.
It's a huge task, but Ma is making progress and making some money too. Alibaba has 5.6 million companies registered through its Chinese website and 1.8 million through its international website. Ma says more than 11,000 new companies are joining each day. Jack Ma's attempt to overturn 55 years of communist commercial practice, not to mention 2.5 millennia of hierarchical Confucianism, begins with the training sessions for his new employees. You rarely hear clapping and laughing like this in traditional Chinese companies, but employees here are encouraged to express themselves in training sessions, and they're drilled in the company values of integrity, honesty, passion, and teamwork. Alibaba also brings customers from all over China, especially far inland, to its headquarters in Hangzhou to train them in online business, accounting transparency and efficiency. Ma says the small-town businessmen see him and his success and realize the internet really is leveling the business playing field.
You know, I just came back upstairs meeting some of our customers, and they said, well, they respected us, especially respected me. One of the points is that I don't have any background, strong background. My father is a government officer or is a rich guy. You know, we are from a very normal family in China, and I'm not a super smart guy. But if we can make it, they think, well, they also can make it.
Employees too, like Sabrina Peng of Alibaba's website development and Julie Han of the B2B auction department, say working for Jack Ma is a breath of fresh air compared to other hierarchical bureaucratic Chinese companies.
Before Alibaba, he's a teacher, you know. So maybe I think he brings some culture of the school to the company. That's more simple and more passion.
In the traditional companies, most of the people do just as his boss asks him to do, do not discuss. In Alibaba, we can discuss with our boss, and mostly we all look like friends, and we can talk about the different idea about one questions.
Ma is under no illusions about the scale of the task ahead. But he says it's not just about opportunities or corporate culture. The crucial thing about the internet in China now, he says, is that it's starting to make Chinese people think outside the box, and that's not something they're used to.
I think it really helps to stimulate the individualism of the Chinese people. When we were young, we hear only one voice. Today, you got opportunity to hear 101,000 different voices. And you will judge. You have to judge yourself. When you judge yourself, it is a way to train your innovation.
And perhaps that will be one of the defining factors of whether China goes on to greatness. If the choices which come with the internet can make business fairer and opportunities greater for more people. But perhaps most of all, if they can bring back the spirit of innovation that centuries ago gave the world paper and printing, the compass and gunpowder, but somehow that got lost along the way. Rob Gifford, NPR News.